Sorry, folks, but this is the dumbing down part of the evening. Background rules, okay. But great multinationals are all closing down. There's gloom and depression in county and town. The farmers are groaning, they've lost half their caps, and the milk has dried up from the big Brussels taps. But there's one way of hope, one resource we have left, our heritage, ancient though sad and bereft. We'll package it neatly and market it well, then give it to Board Porter and hope that 'twill sell. So come all ye TDs and bold entrepreneurs, their profits to be made from all them bus tours. So stop all your nagging, jump on the bandwagon, we're off on the heritage trail. The Burren and Clare, such as barren and bare, not even an outside burn scout course is there. And the round class of tourists, they visit us too. They just gawk at the flowers and gaze at the view. There are hikers from Holland and cyclists from France who come for the music and the crack and the dance. They stay in cheap hostels and are camped in the fields and drive us demented with bowrons and reels. We don't need budget tourists nor put any cranks for the wonderful busloads of opulent Yanks. So we'll bulldoze the highway straight down the Boreen, and we'll paint all the road signs bright emerald green. Then we'll build a huge car park for a million or more, with huge periscopic of balls and Mullet Moor, and a visitor center to see to their needs, and to interpretate all the stones and the weeds. So come all ye TDs and bold entrepreneurs, we must find some way to hijack them coach tours. So stop all your nagging, jump on the bandwagon, we're off on the heritage trail. Of course there are objectors who are making a fuss, but they're none of them locals, they're not one of us. West Brits from Montaca in Burberry tweeds. That line was written before the high police started wearing Burberry tweeds. West Brits from Montaca in Burberry tweeds, and some hippies from West Cork in ponchos and beads. They may sign their petitions with tackers and balls, we'll still win in the end cause we vote in a poll. We demand Tarmac Adam and new JCBs, and the fuck with the floor and the birds and the bees. So come all ye ladies who desire the election, you may not get past your next common selection. So stop all your nagging, jump on the bandwagon, we're off on the heritage trail. The mountains of Wicklow are barren and bleak, you go for a short walk and get lost for a week. So we'll build a safe refuge to save for the road, and to stop any strays we'll put round it a moat. The Royal Hill of Tara has got in the way of ambitious plans for a great motorway. The Grote saved the day by signing his name, and left poor John Gormless to carry the blame. So come all ye TDs, I'll leave out the chorus or we'll be here all night. There's a spaceship in Kerry on the side of a hill. We're getting down near Louis territory now. A monument to Gaelic literary skill. It affords pleasant views over island and seas, and interprets Irish and fluent Japanese. It should really be placed out there on the great blanket, but we can't get tour buses out there, so we'll blast it. I'll tell you a fine sight inside in Dunquin. You won't have to get seasick. I'll go for a swim. I see an Ilan, it's the Gila Machinon, and Shanga the Rute, and I went full on. You'll stop the ocean, or get back on the bus, we're off on the heritage thrust. Well, down in Cobhage we have heritage too. We're painting the road signs here red, white and blue. We're changing the name back to Royal Queenstown. They show we're still loyal to the old English crown. We lead genteel lives of Victorian ease. We have freshly baked muffins with afternoon teas. We need lottery funds for the Southern Pale, but we don't stand much chance because we vote Senegal. That line was put in the interest of political balance. And I hope you'll come back and see us again. I'm sure we'll have even more heritage then. Displayed in glass panels and indexed array. Now I hope you've enjoyed this interpretive tour. Our heritage now is quite safe and secure. Displayed in glass panels in indexed array. Till it can't harm the kids of it, oh well locked away. And I hope you'll come back and see us again. I'm sure we'll have even more heritage then. And one last couple of puffles before you go away. Tips at your discretion now. You all have a nice day.
Thank you, Jerry. Next up we have Joe Harding.
Born at the stake of tender sticks, slacked slightly, I still furious breathe. Very slowly consuming your feet and calves, you're screaming loud before it hits the knees. The tender child screams before those flames, the heart is dying, but the rage is raging. Young hearts are young, but young in names, and the young names are aging, aging, aging. And now the flames creep slowly towards the grime. Caress your trembling thighs like a viper's tongue. Not much for the old age to be dying, but the dying ones to be the young. Little boy, your magic eyes are glowing. Upon your baby sister's curls and smiles, you see nothing but her beauty. And unknowing, something watches. Blood flows upon the tiles. May your teeth grind to mulch and the flames roast your testicles like chestnuts upon a London street. May you be sodomized by the vilest sodomized roaming Satan's corridors with hoofs upon their feet. In your hell, eternity is too short a time, and all the time you have is worth having. While here on earth, you leave behind your crime of the undead. They are left to go on living. Thanks.
Thank you, Joe. Not on the peanut butter. Shouldn't like to be on the wrong side of that. Next up to the open mic, could we please have Mr. Aaron Lewis? About 2 years ago, I was in Galway, and I met a German girl, and she asked me to go to a house in Galway and read the quotation which was on the staircase. And this is the quotation. It's the coming back, the return, which gives meaning to the going forth. We don't always know where we've been until we get back to where we were. Only where we were may not be as it was because of who we have become, which is, after all, why we left. My mum today, my mum's an amazing person. She has an ability to just see good in people, and she works with Down syndrome people, and she's a carer. And she, I wrote a poem for my mum a few months ago. So this is a poem for my mum. Helen, keep shining your light. You bore sticks, held them close to your bosom, nurtured them, kept them safe and warm. To the tough times, the glint still gleamed in your deep green eyes, which played a big part of my life. You stood tall, took your challenges head on. Your character impenetrable, your creativity dynamic. You are a mother to all, never leaving anyone behind. Thank you for the gift of my life. Thank you for being my mom. Eric, thank you.
Excellent. Next up to the open mic, we have Dominic O'Rourke. Dominic.
I'd like to give the audience a little bit of a choice on my poetry. I like to be prompt about sets or computers. Sometimes I do prompt about both. Okay. This one's called 56K. 56K being the minimum speed for connecting to the internet, although I used to remember when I was like 10 or 18. Do you blog? Do you? Is your life a list of bits and bytes? Are you JPEG, GIF, or maybe Photoshop compliant? Facebook, MySpace, my URL, and my head in some subset of the well. A host of alien annihilation, soldier slaying, shaman sleuthing, stealth and much. But I've left behind that life of control, alt, delete, and I have switched OS and have been virusless, even wireless since 1984. Because I've seen through green LEDs, the Armageddon glow of dusty, super cool deep blue processors, through gateways and firewalls frequency hopping, my malware launching dirty logic bombs at my end-to-end encryption. While my service provider tries to remember my 7-digit password, both characters and numbers. These security protocols, the keys and the packets, virtual paperclips, .docs and .exes, it's done me no good this lack of TPP or any level of privacy. Because I was there when Kasparov failed, when humanity died, and the water-cooled supercomputers checkmated our lives. But more importantly, my Gmail account has kept me alerted with its always-on push technology, my fruit-based iPhone always blind me, its silent, vibrate function quietly compelling me to a technological order. This life of bits, this life of bytes, I am a binary hero. 1, 1, 1, 0, 0, 0.
Next up we have Patty Doyle. Patty.
It's called birthday poem. In the corner of my garden, the black cat stalks a robin. When on the rooftop above my room, two jackdaws squabble it out. Surprise, a chimney pot, I presume. The sea is an unremarkable grey-blue, and the wind is neither warm nor cold. Although the yellow tulips are slow to open this morning, which weather-wise, I suppose, could be taken as some sort of warning. A crow lands on the unleafed branches of a sycamore tree, and leaves again, abruptly, having suddenly remembered an important appointment with some other people. These are the gifts laid out before me on the morning of my 31st birthday. Nothing terribly mythic or memorable, just another mandala of apparently insignificant moments, arranged lovingly with the loose, humorous, perfect articulation of a master artist. So thank you. Thank you for blessing me with such presents. Again and again, and thank you, for creating a world of such extraordinary beauty. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Next up, we have Saskia Byrne.
I went to boarding school with an all-girls boarding school for 6 years in County Wicklow, and I only went back there once, and that was for exposure. It was a poem that was inspired by that closure. Empty dormitory, bleak iron bedstead, sheaves of words wrought down to harvest, man's inhumanity to man, folded counterpane, younger selves revisited, embryos frozen emotion distilled in time, infirmary, chapels, refectory filing past prefects in silence, discipline, deportment, double disobedience, echoes of laughter ground out, expelling demons, Ouija board, entities, ghosts looking for retribution, authority. I broke all the rules, growing up away from home, separation and bonding, our peers dragged us up without definition, hierarchies of nuns behind bales, the overworked fathers toiling for our education, the mothers who went against their nature. Dispossessed, we could ignite a fire for our prison days. Teachers who inspired, the cruel ones whose twisted webs were spun, the damage of those public shamings, cleanse, purify, emancipate, black Marxism, punctuality, courtesy, and then a star. We were all bright as the stars from the rainbow bridge of heaven, white blouses, tartan skirts, bony knees. I still find it hard to speak publicly. Punishment, retribution, don't tell Sister Looney, married name. The hand that rocks the cradle, Catholic education hypocrisy, wild boarding school girl secret trip, first, second, third base, wounding, truth, healing, new paradigm. Like some wild thing replete with too much rage, some woman's yellow hair has maddened every mother's boy. Sheltered places, finishing school for the elite. Return to innocence, petty tyrants, mass dysfunction, mensa, menstruation. The inevitability of death, Shakespeare, and netball. Come away, O human child. The inner world were born. Letters, poems, censored letters, French letters. Male, alien, unknown, distinctly mysterious, erotic, onomatopoeia. Leaving certificate of regurgitation. Freedom, fucking, and fallacy. Soul's light, in kind. Sacrifice of inner for outer. Lovers breathing, slow, soft, light. Complete closure.
And next up we have Patricia Walsh.
I just must this one to speak today. Called As I Was Walking. As I Was Walking, okay?
Good.
As I Was Walking from a distant road, a tram went up and bit me. Surveying the gouge in my shoulder, I did not cry out, not even noticing the veins disconnected, the flesh festering. I went along and all the hurt was smiled. Conversation broke out and festered, leaving me scared for life. Quicksilver fixes were administered, so much so, descriptions were all I had left to recall, down in a pub alone. Survey, if you will, the destruction and the reason why I answer no calls of my own. And the lover whose trumpet blast made more than hills of concrete and set the dawn loose in the cold psyche of injury. Thank you.
Next up to the open mic, Mr. John Ryan.
I didn't feel like doing my own stuff this week, so I'm not going to try to chart up who I love, you know. But the thing is that people think that some teams, like, you know, convention gets the individual clerks and, you know, clerics and theology and sex and passion and the meaning of marriage and all that are modern teams. They're not at all. They've been around for a long, long time. So this is a short piece from the prologue to a week of Bath, and it's going on about how she feels about marriage and life and how to best to get out of it. But this word is not take of every week, but that as God lust giveth of it of his might. I will well that the puzzle was a maid, but nateless though that he root and fade, he would that every wife were such as he,
all lease but counsel to virginity. And for to being a wife you have me leave of indulgence, so nigh is no reprieve to wed me, if that me make die, without an exception of bigamy. All were it good no woman for to touch, he meant as in his bed or in his couch. For peril is both fry and foul to tremble, ye know what this ensample may resemble. To this all and some he held virginity, more past it than the wedding in the frailty. Frailty crep I, but if that he and she wold in laden all her life in chastity, I grant it well, I have none envy, thou maidenhead prefer a bigamy. It liketh him to be clean body and ghost, for that mine if that I nail not make no boast. For well he knew a lord in his household, he not near every vessel all of gold. Some being of tree and door and his lord itself, God clepeth folk to him in sundry weeds. And every child of God a proper leaf, some this, some that, at him like sheaf. Virginity is great perfection, and commends eke with devotion. But Christ, that of perfection is well, but not every wheat he should go sell. All that he had and give it to the poor, and in which wise follow him and his furore. He speaks to him that would leave practically, and love thee by your leave that I am not I. I will bestow the flower of all my marriage, in the acts and in the fruits of marriage. Tell me also what conclusions were members made of generation. And so of Patrick Weave, our Yoyot, trusted right well that they were not made for naught. Gloss whose whole and fain brought up and down, that they were marked for purgation. Of rule and our both fingers small, were eke to know a female animal. And for none other cause, say ye know, the experience what well is aught so. So that the clerics be now with me wrought, I say this, that they make it being for both. This is to say, for office and for ease, of engine dure what we ne'er God displease. Why should men else in their broken set, that man shall yield to his wife her debt? Nor wet for wet shall he make his pity month, if he may use his silly instrument. Then were they made upon a creature to purge ur and eke and gendrur. But I say not that every wife is whole, that had switch hangies as I do you told. To groom and use and in engenderur, transhole men take of chastity no cure. Christ was a maid and shapen as a man, and many a saint sit with the world began. Yet live and even in the past of chastity, I nail and thee no virginity. Let him be bred of pure swift seed, and let us waves hotten barley breed. And yet with barley breed mark tell can, of Lord Jesus refreshed many a man, in switches that a God had clepen us. I will persevere, I am not precious, in wifeful I will use mine instrument, as freely as me maketh has his sense. If I do be dangerous, God ye me sore, mine husband shall it have both ease and more. When the hymnlist come forth and pay his debt, an husband I will have, I will not let, which shall be both my debtor and my trial, and have this tribulation withal. Upon his flesh while I am his wife, I have the power, courage, ere me life. Upon the proper body and not he, right thus the apostle told unto me, and bad our husbands for us love us weal. All this sentiment me liketh every deed. Thank you.
Thank you, Henry. It has been like, we have Mr. Mario Harriet. Mario Harriet. John Lee ran out of the building. Have you got him?
No.
There he is. Okay. If I look back, Tony Johnson, you're up after Mario, okay?
Excellent.
Okay. Mario Harriet.
Bye-bye.
This one's called Emigration, Loss, and Celebration. And it was written in the 80s. Let's hope to fuck those times aren't coming back again. It looks like they might be. Raise the children and send them off. Airline tickets with a leaving cert. Or with that taxpayer-subsidized, hard-won degree. No natural resources here, our school days in the 50s told us. Our exports Guinness, cattle on the hoof, and you and me. No vote at home, no vote in Boston. Too complex a problem, they say. Fear of votes for emigrants, very plain to see. Sure, isn't it better anyway for the young to venture out in the world and help bring home skills to help to build the old country? Smiling through the tears of loss, families bid their young farewell, or the father again in search of work across the Irish Sea. Two meanings now for Christmas, the birthday of Jesus celebrated, and the homing of the young generation, sadly temporary. There's not enough room in this land for all of us, you know, said the high-up representative of the powers that be. And while the politicians squabble like kids in their Doyle's playground, the emigrants make their judgments sardonically. We better put down new roots where there's still a few jobs around. Ireland's grand for the Christmas or a summertime spree. But it's undermined by time service, begrudgers and men of no vision. No chance for us exiles by the Shannon, the Liffey or the Lee. So till their native land finds room, celebrate what they achieve. Their dynamic flair acknowledged everywhere. Just think what could be tonight.
Is the numbers right?
Yeah.
Sure,
I'm not texting somebody else.
No. Yeah. Mr. Tony Dillman.
Thank you very much. And my first poem I think is a poem I wrote in San Francisco when Oprah Winfrey was like Charlie Springer, and when there was somebody called Delaware who was like Oprah Winfrey. Oh, opera, tell me, so you hold fat, really, are you dirty, here you big fat snob, what shall comes out your god, or are you a media storm, some point they will be overcome. Whether it is my narrative, or it is a week, or it's name of the proper shit, serial killers with abilities that are down, religions that make you weak, or down, sad people that are popular and young. Now this is another way. Now it's time to hit Haley. This is a poem called How to Turn a Yes, No. How to Turn a No into a Yes. That's a good one.
Had to perish twice, I think I know enough of hate saved from destruction tonight. It's also great. I hope to fight.
I can't read your
writing. I can't either. This one I chose for the John there, to do with this thing, but it's way before him. It's kind of the Inquisition, perhaps, around Ferdinand and Isabel. And it was in response to listening to some music of the Empire. The Severine Retreat. Burning umber rose to bloody dawn, birthing distant undulations, seeding courage and resolve, which like Andalusian mountains rise to shade the terrors of the night, short nights that fed on the horror of past days. Cold from snow and high Sierra peaks, the Severine pulled blankets close for one last hour's respite, before the rising sun has turned from red to incandescent white, to burn the frost that holds the bridal's silver boot. Silence is as brittle as their nerves as they scuttle just unrising, unleashing taut, stretched halters to father famished berries that must trudge across another broiling day before searing white goes rusty brown to black. The Christians, seeking fearsome Christian slaughter, ride a day or two behind. Yet as sure as they from red to white will rise, relentless in their hate they will pursue their brown-eyed hook-nosed prey to hurling waves, and make red the surging seas around the Cadiz.